This is CliffCentral.com. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it, welcome to it. It is a Wednesday just after 3 p.m., so this is the Capital Wrap-Up on Cliff Central. And yeah, man, we got a jam-packed show today. I don't know why. I'm feeling good, though. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great, despite the shitty weather. We out here. What up, Monty?
What's good, dog?
Are you good, my G?
I'm living, I'm living.
You just made it on time.
I just made it.
You're almost late, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we opened up the show with the Ricky Rick featuring DJ Dimples and a whole lot of various artists. Pardon me. With the Amandoma Zani remix. And one of the artists is actually going to be our guest later on the show. We will be hanging out with Miss Nadia Nakai. But without further ado, let's get straight into the news. Let's see what's been happening around the world, man. Kendrick Lamar dropped a surprise. I don't know whether to call it an album or an EP.
Well, he called it throwaway tracks from To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, but it was packaged like an album.
It was.
You know, except the fact that it doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
It's called Untitled and Mastered, and none of the tracks have names. They just have dates and like funny
Untitled
numbers.
Untitled 1, Untitled
yeah,
2.
Yeah. So
what do you think of it?
I haven't listened to it, to be honest.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Have you?
I have.
And what do you think?
It sounds like what he says. Like, it sounds like throwaway tracks to me. And it's just a hype for me, to be honest.
You think it was a waste of a project?
No, I think he just wanted, like, he was like, what am I going to do with these tracks? Let me just put them out into the world, you know? There's no name for it. I don't have names for the song. It's cool. Let me put it out there just for.
So then, don't you think you should have dropped them for free then?
He should have.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, who does things for free these days, man?
I guess, man. Something interesting, though, about the project is Swiss Beats' 5-year-old son,
right?
Egypt, produced one of the joints.
That was crazy. I don't think he, like, completely from scratch produced it.
Yeah, he didn't.
I think he, you know.
I actually saw a video that Swiss posted up.
Yeah.
And he was playing some keys.
The keys, yeah.
So, Swizzy probably, you know, did the drums and everything else. Mm. But he was playing the keys.
I saw it.
So, that's crazy,
that's
right?
That's dope, man.
But
so he's beating his son.
Do you think if it wasn't Swiss Beats' son, he would have, you know, had the same opportunity?
Obviously not. Like, how the hell am I gonna get to Kendrick's studio and be like, yo, what up, dog?
Yeah, 5-year old.
Yeah, exactly.
On your Arch Junior shit.
So no, that's dope for Swiss. I mean, that's dope for his son as well.
And the crazy thing is, last week actually, LeBron was pleading with Top Dog, who owns TDE, to put out the song.
To put out the music,
And now that the songs have come out, he was like, yo, man, he's so grateful, and these are going to help him prepare for the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. I just think it's gas, and he should get off Kendrick's dick, but...
Come on, what's wrong with you?
On the new music front as well, Ricky Rick is putting out his brand new single on Friday, Sidlukotin.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you follow him, you've pretty much heard the hook. You've seen what it does, you know, to the big guys. I think
crowds.
It's going to be a big fucking song, man.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I like the formula that he's using, like Casper said he used.
Yeah.
When he was releasing, was it
Dr. Veleza? Yeah.
Just, you know, trying out the song, just, you know, singing the hook or the chorus, whatever.
Yeah.
Getting people to already know the song before he releases it.
Before they actually know the
song,
right? That's crazy,
exactly,
man. I'm looking forward to that.
Quickly, did you see, he went on a mini rant
about the music, about
how
about we
need the music,
to,
how he's gonna, he said fuck iTunes.
But funny thing is, he didn't say that he was gonna give out the music for free.
No, he didn't.
So I'm just curious to see what's gonna happen.
I hear you.
We don't know what's gonna happen, but we do know that he thinks iTunes is not realistic, and I kind of agree.
I agree, but you see, I think he will make people pay, because what he said was,
you need to own your platform.
The masses can't afford iPhones.
Yeah.
So he didn't say I'm gonna release the music for free. He's just saying, what's the point of putting it on iTunes if people can't even get iPhones?
Yeah.
So you can make you pay for it. You just don't have to have an iPhone.
Yeah. So he's basically gonna figure out. We think he's gonna come up with his own platform, because he was also talking about owning your platforms, just like Slicker owns Slicker on Life. So yeah, look out for that. Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz put out a joint album called College Grove that dropped on Friday.
Oh man. I listened to it.
And how is it? No, come on.
Nah.
I heard one joint and it sounded like it was
Why
dope.
Didn't you listen to the rest?
No, because I didn't.
You see, I listened to 2 joints.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it. And I had to listen to the Kendrick, so I was like, be balanced.
So you picked Kendrick over Wayne and 2 Chainz.
Yeah. For me, it wasn't great.
So according to Monty, don't bother listening to College Grove.
No.
Cool. DJ Swish put out a brand new single as well, featuring Shane Eagle, Proverb, Reason, and Questa, called Now or Never. and these guys rap their asses off.
It's a track for bars.
Yeah, I actually think I'm gonna play it at some point in the song, man. At some point in the show. I love that song.
Please do.
You know, yeah, man. It's something different. It's something that hasn't really been done in a while. Yeah. You know, so yeah, man. Shout out to DJ Switch for that. My E has announced his album title, the release date, and has already leaked the artwork and track and track list. 25th of March, he'll be dropping his debut single, his debut solo album rather, called Township Counselor. And yeah, man, he's got quite a bit of interesting features on there. He's got the likes of Pro, MT, Muggs, aka Kid X, and your boy DJ Capital on the album, you know. So it's gonna be interesting, man. I'm looking forward to that one. AKA is dropping a new single this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard much of it. I haven't seen much, but I just saw.
He said what he did say was that he will not be releasing any type of trap music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, there's enough trap artists and music out there, and he says he'll never release a trap song.
Yeah. What kind of song do you think he's gonna put out?
I don't know, but I have a. I'm gonna just guess and say probably like a song for the masses.
What's a song for the masses?
Like, what he's been doing? Housey, mix type of vibe, yeah.
Okay, got you. All right, in other new music, Casper put out the brand new video for Malome. I actually like that video, and more interesting about that video is he adds a verse that isn't on the album.
You know,
and what I like about that verse is it doesn't seem like he's trying too much. He's just literally getting shit off of his chest.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's pretty dope. It's a dope video. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you go check that out. Crossing overseas, 50 Cent. So last week, I said that 50 Cent was summoned into court for all of the posters that he's been putting up of him chilling with like racks and racks. And so he was in court last week.
Real?
Yeah, he was in court and he was like, no, all that money I've been posting is fake. So
wow.
So, yeah.
Why did he do that? That's so whack. Like, why are you being whack?
Yeah, man, I just think this shit is so funny, man. Like,
that's crazy.
Because everybody knows 50 is not broke.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't want to pay.
Yeah. I guess he had to say the money was fake, even if it wasn't.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way out of it, man. So. Mos Def appeared in court yesterday for his world passport case.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, finally, not so much because they've postponed the case to the 24th of March.
So where is he when he's just posting up?
This is in Cape Town. He was in Belleville Magistrate. Probably, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, he's still around. His case has been postponed until the 24th of March. And, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Chief Keef has announced his retirement. Not that anybody cares.
Wow, his retirement.
Yeah, and his reason for retiring is too many people sound like him or saying shit that he would say.
That's so whatever.
Bang bang!
Shut up. Just shut up, Chief Keef.
Eminem plans to re-release the Slim Shady LP on cassette.
I saw that. Yeah. I even tweeted. I was like, okay, where am I supposed to listen to it?
Dude, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, cool, sharp. Dope, yeah, whatever, but cassette, like,
yeah, who has that? At least a vinyl,
you can vinyl like, gramophones and shit,
yeah,
but cassette, I don't know, man.
Maybe, I don't know who still has cassette players.
Maybe this thing of him being sober is actually just working against him.
Look, I'll be honest, my dad has one, right?
A cassette player,
yes.
In the car, at the crib.
At the crib.
So you're going to take the cassette player from the crib?
My dad is not going to buy some shitty LP. So what the fuck? And I'm not buying the tape, just go listen to it on my parents' crib.
Right? You'd rather just bootleg the shit on like...
Cap, I do not bootleg. I support all artists.
Good. Good for you, man. Fetty Wap album has been certified platinum. 1 million copies, man, sold.
That's crazy.
I can't really say I'm shocked.
His
album.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm shocked.
I wouldn't lie. The songs were massive. Yeah,
the songs were big. Yeah, man. Four number
Congrats
ones.
Congrats to him.
Four singles on the top 10 at the same damn time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not shocked,
man. At the state that hip hop is in.
Yeah.
In terms of low sales.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Kanye West says he will no longer make any more CDs. He tweeted, I was thinking about not making CDs ever again. Only screaming. He further tweeted the Yeezus album packaging was an open casket to CDs. R.I.P.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Look, man, I don't know, man. I don't think so. Well, look, in the States, maybe, but like worldwide. In South Africa, you can't just stream, for instance.
True, true.
You know what I mean? So we still need the physicals.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Niggas are going to bootleg it anyway.
But you see, that's the thing. Like, how are you going to... Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I almost contradicted myself. But you see, because I'm smart like that, I just stop myself.
It's a tough one. Look, good luck to him. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man. Coming back to SA, T.I. is performing in South Africa this weekend. He'll be out in Durban on Friday and... what's this? In Joburg on Saturday. Are you going to the show?
You got tickets for me?
Yeah, well, Teebs was here last week and he said he got tickets for us. So we need to hit Teebs up, right? Hey, yo, Teebs, man.
I hope
Teebs,
you didn't give away the tickets,
yeah,
dog.
You got our tickets, man. So we'll be at the T.I. show on Saturday. Proverb, who celebrated 11 years in the game on the 4th of March, has announced that he'll be dropping the Book of Proverb DVD, which he shot last year when he was celebrating 10 years in the game. And yeah, man, for someone who's been a fan of Proverb, I remember I had something last year on the night and I couldn't go to the show and I was so bleak, man.
I think people will be interested in, you know, whatever the DVD has to offer.
I definitely will be, man. Yeah. You know, so I'm looking forward to that. Casper and Doomy have squashed their beef. I actually don't even know where this beef started, to be completely honest. I just know they were taking shots at each other. But recently Casper posted a picture and he said, "We're good."
Yeah, I saw there was a little beef as well with Casper and WHP.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Was it beef?
I don't know. I just saw a couple of tweets from WHP replying to people saying he took some shots. Then he's like, "No, but we're good. I love Casper forever." Yeah.
You know, WHP has been saying a lot lately. And some of it has been a bit weird.
Yeah, it has. You know? And he's been like quite active on social media lately.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to, you know, reconnect with the youth or what. But.
Oh, man. And on to a bit of a serious issue. Okay, my little cool cat is back in SA and he has a message for everybody. And I'm actually going to kill the bed music for this one while I read it out. He says... "Hi Tribe, I am writing this letter to my fans as Smiso Zwane and not Malum Cool Cat. I say this because it was Smiso Zwane who was out there in that Tasmanian prison. Now I know there's been speculation and misconceptions about my case. I was charged with assaults with the intent of indecency and assaults with intent. I fully understand the magnitude of the issue. I've had time by myself to reflect on things most important to me and I am working through everything. I have served my time in jail in another continent and have endured hardships of the sentence that was handed to me. I would like to move on with my life. I am sincerely sorry to everybody that has been affected by this. I pleaded guilty for a number of reasons, one of which was that I was in a foreign country and was advised by my legal aid to do so. I hope the public and my fans will accept that I will one day in my own way explain the events as they happen from my perspective. This hasn't just affected OK Malum Cool Cat, but it has affected Smiso Zwane, my whole family, my friends, and my team who have realized the fact that I am also human. I would like to thank everybody that stood by me and have really been supportive. I sincerely appreciate that. Lastly, I would like to ask the media and all those who have opinions on the issue to respect my privacy and the privacy of my family and friends. I ask everybody to understand that I need time to process, heal, and move on with my life and career in the best way possible."
I just kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it, and there's not much really you can say about it. I mean, he apologized. He's told us he served his sentence.
Yeah.
He wants to just move on with his life.
Yeah.
He understands what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not much you can say about it, except I don't know who's going to book him and stuff. But
wow, Monty. Wow. You know, I do agree with you, man. I think he's aware that what he, you know, did was wrong and he has served his time. But yeah, man, I believe in second chances, man. And
Of course. And there's also, I mean, he says that he wishes he could tell exactly what happened in due time or whatever. So there's probably a second side to the story that we don't know,
right?
So yeah, man, he's out, he's free, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see him around in the streets, man.
Yeah, man. Prayers to Malum Cool Cat, man. Stay strong. This is the Capital Wrap-Up. That was quite long for the news. It's 19 minutes past 3 p.m. Make sure you don't go anywhere, though, because on the other side of this, we're going to be hanging out with Miss Nadia Nakai.
What else?
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to it. This is the Capital Wrap Up, and that was Nasty C with Hell Nah. As promised, we are going to be hanging out with Miss Nadia Nakai, so make sure you send us your questions. Tweet us, hit us up. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us, Cliff Central, and you can also hit us up on WeChat, Cliff Central. What up, Nadia?
Hello. You?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just checking out my nails and seeing how sweet they are.
Oh my god, you're such a girl.
I was like a little distracted there for a second. I was like, hold on, where am I again?
So wait. You want to tell everyone how you were bullying me off air?
I was bullying you. I'm not bullying you. I can't bully you.
You can't bully me?
I can't because I technically put capital on. Like, I get money.
Oh, I put you on
this rap game lifestyle.
No. I actually had a joint before that.
No, you didn't.
I had a joint. It didn't pop off. But I had a joint. It was called So Crazy with Reason. And it was produced by Ganja Beats. It was, he remembers the joint.
I know the joint.
You know what I mean? So are you going to take that back?
No. I still feel like I put Kid X on too.
So how you doing, girl?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm super. So you just got back from Bloom.
I did.
Yeah, you had a show out there last night?
Yeah. It's actually been like the fourth time I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
4 months, so it's really cool. There's a fan base that's growing that side.
Oh, that's dope, man.
It was quite a cool turnout. There were like people in wheelchairs going buck. It was insane. Like, on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, don't care. It was dope.
What was happening? What was the show?
It was like a giving away Nicki Minaj tickets vibe at Cuba. Cuba.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I actually haven't heard anyone say the name of the club, so I don't know how to pronounce it.
Cuba.
We were there. Cuba.
We were upstairs.
Topaz.
Topaz. Yeah. I was downstairs. Yeah.
The two clubs in Bloom.
Yeah. Both of them.
Don't hate on Bloom, okay?
Yo, Bloom is dope, man. Shout out to Bloom. Man.
I love the honeys out there, man.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's about loving the honeys. Can
you remember?
Or just loving the honeys.
No, it's the Bloom. It's the Bloom honeys. They're different.
Are you sure? I don't know about it.
So, Nadia, we're going to take it back, right? For anybody who doesn't know, how did you start, with hip-hop? How did you get involved with hip-hop music?
It's funny enough that I actually started in Kenya. I did high school there, and there were like hip hop artists like Prezo, Nazizi, Ware that were like killing it, but they were doing like dancehall vibes.
Yeah.
So when I started, my music was very dancehall influenced because in Zim it's also very, dancehall's huge. It's bigger than anything else there, and Kenya it's also really big. So my mom bought what do you call those Apple desktop kind of things that come with like GarageBand that you can record. And you can have like a funny ass beat and you can record whatever you want. And I was doing that and I was like, okay, cool. And then I used to take it to school. Like, guys, listen to my song. Like, this is fly. And then from there, I moved back to South Africa. I went to Monash. And in varsity, there's always like home studios.
Yeah.
And you record in the res and whatever. So I recorded there. And Sea Life actually was the one that heard about me first when he was still on Y.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, send me your song. But my song wasn't like professionally done. So I sold my cell phone to get studio time to record my first song, which featured on Sea Life's mixtape, which was like it was called The Mixology with Levi's back then. And then he featured me on a song. Yeah. It was called Wildest Dreams. And then he featured me on a song with Clue, myself, Nadine, and iFunny. I'm so excited because I finally was like just about like, about to pop over.
Yeah.
And then from there just kind of like took over and then I'm here now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. Before the current, I had Gigi here the last couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I said I hate to break it down into females versus males.
Yeah.
But it is kind of inevitable.
Why do you say that? Because I've been on songs with just males.
Yeah. Of course you have. Yeah. And we're gonna get to that. But I want to know in terms of female MCs.
Yeah.
There was almost a gap where. I mean, back in the day, we had Ntabi doing her thing. We had the likes of Super, Godessa.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of, quiet. And then you came.
Yeah.
And there was a point where you were pretty much the only female. Yeah. So, what was happening in that space? And why do you think you were the only female still rapping at the time?
I think, well, for me, the difference between Ntabi and Super and all of them is that I went very mainstream.
Yeah.
They still had like a touch of underground vibes that they were doing, and they still do. And I was like, I still call myself the first mainstream female rapper.
Yeah.
And I think there was a gap because people, firstly, the guys didn't take us seriously because they weren't sure if you're trying to be cool or you're just trying to be one of the fellas or you're taking this seriously. Is this a career or not?
Yeah.
And I think the girls were also scared because when you enter a male-dominated industry, it's intimidating because you don't know how you should act or how hard are your bars or are you actually talented, and if the guys want to just fuck you or not, and
yeah.
it's difficult. So I think yeah. that's what the situation was. And for me, I came in from Kenya already, so I wasn't really influenced by the South African market yet until I got involved with like the Sealives and
yeah.
the Morales, because Morale used to book me at his gigs at Czar, and then he introduced me to like AKA and Hype Mag and stuff like that. And I was still very naive, but I was like, I'm doing this because I can't sing, I'm doing but yeah. I think that's what just happened. Was just like, I didn't think about it and saying I want to rap because there's no females in the game. It was just something that I was doing anyway. And
have you,
wasn't,
have you experienced any of those difficulties? You know, people just want to smash and they're not taking you seriously. And
no, well, not taking me seriously, that's definitely true. But not wanting to smash, because I've been in a relationship for quite some time, and my boy is really big. He's huge. He's huge. He's a man. He's a monkey man. Shit. So people don't mess with me because they know that shit about to go down. But I think I'm intimidating myself. I think I intimidate a lot of the fellas, right, Kat? I'm quite intimidating.
I mean, you're trying to bully me on my show, so
you know what I mean?
I'm sure that should count for something.
There's a
man.
Lot of personality up in here.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay, and then let's speak about your relationship with Sid Records.
Yeah.
How did you meet Sypho, and you were signed to him for a while?
Yeah.
How did that all happen?
So my mom is next door neighbors with his mom.
Okay.
And when I moved back to SA, obviously I was just doing the music thing, and then I kind of started like this girl group back in the day with me and this other girl named Lala. And I used to go to his mom's house and be like, yo, please give this to your son, because Sypho didn't stay there. But I'd see him, like, family, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, you know, okay, cool, I'll give it to my son, I'll give it to my son. And he wasn't interested then because he was working on his album, so he wasn't working with any artists.
Yeah.
And then I performed on Shizness. I think I was also one of the first female rappers to, like, perform on Shizness and win the mixtape 101 competition then.
Yeah.
And I met this guy named Quentin, who's very close friends with Sypho, and then he introduced us, and then from there we just started working together.
That's crazy, man. Mm. And you had an album that you were supposed to release, right?
Yeah.
Records. What
yeah.
happened with that?
You know what? Like, I started working with Sypho about 3-4 years ago, and
yeah.
we started working on the album, like, pronto.
Yeah.
And after, like, 4 years, your flow changes. The way you deliver, it's everything's completely changed. My sound completely changed. So the album kind of came absolute. Like, it was just like,
it was a bit outdated. Yeah.
Yeah, it was outdated. So either way, we were planning of doing a new project from scratch. All the songs didn't work anymore.
Mm.
So, uh-huh. yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm. I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
So, speaking of this whole male and female MCs, now,
yeah.
there was a bit of uproar or controversy a couple, you know, what is it, last year? When AK did the whole The Baddest remix.
Did you really forget when he dropped the remix?
I did.
So, it didn't have an impact on you, hey?
Wow.
Until I started, so
oh,
you
you're so spicy, damn.
I'm going to say.
Wow.
You just told me it was the last year. Ah, nigga. What do you mean? It wasn't a year before.
Woo. It's going to be a
sure, crazy show. But you know, I had to ask you about this.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
no, that's cool.
You decided to drop your own remix.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why?
Well,
oh, and did you feel like you were left out, or you didn't really care?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the reaction on social media, I wouldn't have actually done anything, because I felt like it was their turn to kind of get on a big song. I mean, I've been on two, so it was like, you know, to showcase their skills or whatever they were trying to do. And social media was like crazy. I mean, I was trending off the song that I wasn't even on, and it was
yeah,
like, okay, cool,
that.
You know what, I actually need to do something, because people are either upset, or they think it's funny, or they like, they actually really want to hear what I would have done on the song. So I did my own version, and I was like, mainly I wanted to show people how it's going to sound. And then another thing is that I'm tired of us girls being scared, thinking that when a guy does something and pisses you off, you must just keep quiet, because you don't want to miss, you don't want to make AKA angry, and he might not put you on a song. Fuck that. I don't care if he doesn't put me on a song. It was just a thing, is like, you know what, I'm here to make a statement. I'm a musician, I'm in the game as much as you are, so
yeah.
don't not see me, because I've yeah. been here for a long time. But if he's trying to do this whole rookie thing, I don't see myself as a rookie. So it's like, okay, cool, do your thing. But then afterwards, I saw him in Limpopo, and he came to me, and he was like, I was very shocked, because I didn't expect him to do that. Well, for one, I didn't expect him to post it.
Yeah.
Two, didn't expect him to come up to me like, you know what, I really respect what you did, which is what I wanted. I wanted to just grab that respect, because it seems like they're not going to give it to you on a silver platter. You
yeah.
need to grab
yeah.
that shit. So it was cool. He came up to me and he's like, you know what you do was really dope, and I was kind of kidding myself, should have put you on that song. I'm like, I don't want to be on that song. I don't want to be one of the girls. I've never wanted
yeah.
to be one of the girls. And if I was on that song, I would have killed everybody. So what's the point? What's the point? Let me shine on my own. I just want to shine on my own all the time. That's why I only do songs with niggas, because they like shine. So, yeah.
Alright, cool. Well, for anybody who hasn't heard it, let's play your version of Baddest. This is Nadia Nkai with her Baddest remix.
Uh.
Motherfucker, I'm the baddest. Motherfucker on the planet, ooh yeah. Strike a pose for the cameras. Got my crown in my palace. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now who the baddest bitch? Who the baddest bitch? I am. Who the baddest bitch? Who the baddest bitch? Yeah. Tell me where you be then. Tell me where you be then. Put me killing shows every fucking weekend. Catch me in the whip, bumping to a freeway. That doesn't mean I got any issues with Keenan. You feeling? Nigga, fuck your feelings. The city full of sharks, I be in the deep end. They say the devil always gon' be in the details. But you will never see me beefing with a female. Please, let's never do this again. Cause there's only one name that will trend in the end. Why? Maybe I should just begin with the N. Cause whenever I begin, it's the N. Almost fell for the bait till I heard the rhymes. But I do my own hooks cause I feel my lines. 10K for the weed, that's the old design. 7 colors in a week, switch them all to take shots. You would think I'm bulletproof. Y'all eating up my raps while I'm cooking in the stew. Y'all be talking up on Twitter, I be sparking in the book. They even talk about me in a song about you. Hey, hey, hey. Super unlocked, super unlocked. Talking all that shit just to get yourself flat. Super unlocked, super unlocked. Jumped on this track just to make this song pop. The baddest motherfucker on the planet, ooh yeah. Strike a pose for the cameras. Got my crown in my palace. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now who the baddest bitch? Who the baddest bitch? I am. Who the baddest bitch? Who the baddest bitch?
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So that was Nadia Nakai's own version of the Baddest remix, man.
So Nadia, you think you killed everyone?
Yeah, what do you think?
Don't put me on the spot. I have to say you killed everyone.
No, it's not on the spot, dog. It's hip hop. You're supposed to say what you feel.
No, I think you killed. I think you killed.
Are you sure? Man. I feel like you're not
sure. Wow.
You need to be more convincing, dog.
You killed it, Nadia.
Thank you.
I want to ask you something, right? We just came from a song where all the girls were invited and you weren't.
Yeah.
Now let's speak about a song where you were the only girl invited to be on the Amantomazani remix.
Yeah.
Which was a big fucking remix. It was a big song.
Yeah.
And you held your own against some heavyweights, man.
Yeah.
What did it feel like, you know, getting a call like that and, you know, finding out those are the kind of people you're gonna be on a song with?
It was really intimidating, but I was so excited about it because when the original came out, I felt like it's a song talking about girls, and I always want to represent girls in hip hop because most of the music that guys make is about honeys, and I was excited at the fact that I'd be able to show that perspective on that type of song.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous because when I was in studio, Doomy was there chilling on the couch.
Oh,
and
damn.
Ricky was there, and I'm coming in as like wet behind the ears, like it's like scary. And when I'm busy rapping, and for him Doomy to be like, oh my gosh, I caught that punchline. That was dope. That was like amazing for me. And ever since then, we've been really close because I just think that he's an amazing artist. And I think he respects what I do as well. Because I mean, when he asked me to be on Hello Kitty as well, he posted my picture and put my verse there so that people could see exactly what I'm saying. Because I think people get confused with the prettiness. That, you know, the bars are just not quite stunning.
Oh my
but
God,
they get confused.
Deal with you? Oh my God, you can't see yourself. All right, and you were on a TV show for a while.
Yes, I was. You're talking about Battle Station.
Yeah.
Battle Station. So that was like a hip hop show on your TV.
Yeah.
I judged the rappers, and then Georgia Vacant judged the beatboxers, and then Ginger judged. I don't know, because that one was the dancers. So I don't know. I guess he was like both sides.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. We had 3 seasons of it, and it was dope. It was nice. It was nice to be a girl to judge like mainly guys.
Yeah.
And they respected my opinion. They weren't like, oh my gosh, this girl don't know nothing. They actually respected what I was
saying. And do you think that helped grow your brand?
It definitely did, especially with the younger kids. I mean, it was like between 14 and 18 that were on the show. And I feel like even now my target market is that kind of age gap. People that are in high school and going into varsity.
Yeah.
And I think they grow with me, which is great. I love the young guys because then they grow on the journey with you. So it definitely built.
Okay.
And I see you've been doing some major features with African artists.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me, is that like a strategic thing?
Yeah.
Or what exactly?
It is strategic because I want to be able to appeal to the whole of Africa. Because if you look at like the people in the States, they look at their country as a continent because that's what it is. They don't look at it as just a small little part of that continent.
Yeah.
And I've always admired like what they do because they think the same way. And I've always seen myself as an African because I mean, I'm born in South Africa. I'm originally from Zimbabwe. And I did my high school in Kenya and I was in Uganda and Tanzania. So I've been exposed to them. And it is cool because I honestly would cyber stalk them. Like Ice Prince, I hit him up on Twitter 100 times. actually my profile picture was hella fly, so then you know you get attention. You know, because if you ain't gonna open it, if you ain't hella fly, he's gonna be like, ooh, this honey's going down in the DM. And I'm just like, hey, listen, I'm gonna do a song with you. And then after I hollered at him before the Channel O Awards. And then when I performed at the Channel O's, it kind of like solidified like my relevancy and my, you know. So he was like, okay, cool, let's do this. And yeah, it was dope. And then after that, because I got the connection already with Chocolate City, it was easy to access like Vittorio Kimani and MI and stuff like that. Because, I mean, he's the president. So, yeah.
That's nice. Crazy, man. Let's speak about your relationship for a while. So you have, don't look at me like that, you have a public relationship, so people are going to ask you questions.
It's not really public,
no,
is
it?
No,
it's public.
People in the industry?
It's public to like you, but it's
industry
not like...
Industry
people, exactly, not like... Yeah,
out there, you know what I mean? Well, I you, like, considering me ranting on Vuzu, I was like, stop flexing for TV! All these bitches want my honey!
That's hella public.
That's hella public.
That's national TV. Yeah. Yeah. So now, why did you decide to, you know, make your relationship public? Because I feel, this is my personal thing,
yeah,
where whenever you make your relationships public, people feel like they can butt in at any time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might fuck with your work.
For me, honestly, you know me. I have a very strong personality, and Dot has a very strong personality as well. And I feel like if there isn't already cracks in your relationship, nothing should influence
you. Sorry,
anything.
Who has strong personality?
Dot.
Oh, Dot.
Dot.com. So my thing is that even if it's public or not public, if it's not public, you're going to have people like your friends and your family members that are media to your relationship that will want to influence it. And if you're strong enough to handle that, you should be able to handle the public. So I trust him and he trusts me. And I think it's so much better to be in it together because, I mean, we're shows together. We're in the same industry together. And we talk about so many things that influence both of us and affect both of us. And it's cool that everybody knows because it's like, you know, it is what it is. You can't hide your life, you know. Anyway, people will always find out. It's not like I'm like, no, we can't go out anymore together because people can't know we're dating. No. And plus, all my pictures all over his Instagram, so no thoughts can be like, hey, let me holler at this muscle man. No. None of that.
Are you a protective girlfriend?
I'm super protective. I'm borderline crazy. Up? No, but I will. I will body slam and freaking bitch for my man. You have no idea.
All right, cool. So we're about to get into a song that you put out before your most recent single. Title Best.
Oh yeah.
And you feature MI, who's considered one of the greatest MCs on the continent, as well as Vittorio Kimani. So how did that song come about? And I mean, you obviously just told us of your relationship with Chocolate City, but how did the song in itself come about?
So I cyber-stalked Vittorio Kimani because I was thinking in my head that, you know, since I spent high school in Kenya, I wanted to touch base there again, and she's got quite a cool following there.
Yeah.
So I hollered at her. And then she was like, yo, let's do the song Just Girls. You know what I mean? I was like, but the type of song is like, that song was my venting song. I was tired of like people overlooking what I'm trying to do. People are acting like they have amnesia of where I came from. And and I was just like, you know what? Fine. You guys don't realize that I'm not trying to mix songs with bars constantly. I'm trying to make music. And I want music that vibes with everybody. And I think people were getting confused with that. So I was like, I need someone like MI because, you know, MI is going to bring it.
Yeah.
Then MI took so long because before I'd sent him just the beat. I didn't send him the hook or the verses. And then I sent it to Vittorio with just the beat, and then she was lacing her chorus.
Yeah.
And he walked into the studio and he sent me messages 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, please don't deny me this song. I need this song. Because now you heard the verses. And you're like, okay, she's actually talking business now. So then he was like, and then he delayed me actually about like 2-3 weeks to release that song.
Yeah.
No. And I was like, I cannot have MI on it. I mean, he's the best. He's MI bugger. So yeah.
All right, cool. Introduce your song, girl.
Hey, what's up? It's Nadia in the car, and I'm the motherfucking best.
motherfucking Nets. Motherfucking Nets. Natty is the chairman. That's the motherfucking Nets. Watch on the diet, but he motherfucking cats. Too many cars, motherfucking ghost cherries. Sounded by the air, made a motherfucking challenge. Can't stand up to me cause you ain't got the balance. I'm talking money, but you ain't got the talent. Most times I'm just silent, but if this war, I'm a carnival beef on the motherfucking palace. Chilling in the palace, I'm in Paris, I'm in Addis. For the music, I'm an addict, I'm a motherfucking medic. See me in the army, all civilians should panic. Cause we take over the track like we already read it. I don't know why anyone will mess with me. And it's like the recipe, follow my footsteps and it's so possessive. I'm the only rapper that be really who he says he be. 8 years now, I've been doing this shit effectively. You don't really want a prime around here. You don't really want a prime around a motherfucking bet. You don't really want a prime around here. You don't really want a prime around a mob.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So that was Nadia Nakai featuring M.I. Abaga as well as Victoria Kimani with Best. And we were just speaking off air. That was your last single with Sid Records.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think technically the last one would probably be Sucker officially. Would be the last one that I did with Sid Records.
Please repeat what you said.
Can I give you a second?
Yeah, focus.
Let's talk.
I wanted to ask you, actually.
Yeah.
So now, I don't know if you've heard these, and I'm pretty sure you have, but people have compared you or called you the Nicki Minaj of South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of that comparison? Is that something you embrace, or that's something you're trying to shy away from? Because people, you know, I guess, look at your style, and, you know, you got the whole Barbie thing going on, and you look always, you know, trying to look good.
Trying to look good. Let's back up.
No.
I'm kidding. Go.
Yes.
Honestly, when I started, I hated it. I remember a flyer for a gig that I was doing, and they had it like huge. South Africa's SA, or SA's Nicki Minaj, and then Nadia Nakai was like tiny.
Wow.
And that frustrated me. I was like, that's not what I'm trying to do. The thing is that for me, why people compare me to Nicki is because I'm feminine. I don't try to be one of the guys. I'm a girl. I will perform in a skirt and heels and have my weave and my nails done and my makeup beat all the time. And I think that's what people were used to, because all the rappers, the female rappers that were in the game were very, you know, either very soulful, very underground, very butch. So I think that's where they're like, nah, you're trying to be Nicki, and the whole hair color changes and stuff. And I was just expressing myself because I'm a girl. I like nice things. I like funky colors. And I ended up embracing it because I was like, you know what, guys, if you're going to compare me to the best person in the game, it's cool. Right. At least you're not comparing me to like Sasha P or Eva Lordia from Nigeria that ain't doing the same thing that I'm trying to do. You know what I mean?
Killing a lot of the male artists.
Exactly. So for them to be like, hey, you know what? She reminds me of Nicki. It's okay with me. I'm so cool with that. So yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. And recently you joined Family Tree.
Yeah.
So how did that come about, man?
Okay, so am I sounding squeaky to y'all?
Hey, it's okay. You're a girl.
You're a girl. Okay,
so when I was in varsity, I started working with Ganji Beats, which is Himalashish.
Yeah.
And Bash, obviously. And that relationship kind of didn't work because my mom is very strict. So I couldn't really do studio time and like gigs and stuff like that. And when I was in studio, Casper was working with them as well. And he would come to studio and find me there. And he was like, yo. And I was doing like dancehall vibes back then. And he was also the same thing. He's like, yo, I don't know if this girl's serious about this rap life. Is she trying to be cool? Like, I don't know what's happening, but let's just see.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like watched my progression and how I kind of has grown as an artist and a musician and stuff like that. And then we did a gig in Zim last year. And I told him, listen, I've just left Sid Records. And I was speaking to Bash about it because Bash used to manage me back then.
Yeah.
And he's part of Family Tree now. And told him, like, this is what I want to do. And then Cass was like, definitely, let's do this. Like, this, let's put in this work. And we've been working since last year, probably October.
Uh-huh.
And then the announcement only happened in February. But we've been working together. I mean, I was doing gigs with him in December. And it's great.
That's crazy. So you guys were keeping this a secret for 4 months.
Yeah. It was hard because I would always like sneak his gear and like in like Instagram shots because I was like super excited. I was like, you know, Casper, your best hats, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope he doesn't get mad about this. But he just kept quiet. He's cool. But he's like, he said he's scared. He can't rip him on me because of Dio. And I'm like, oh, like, can we all calm down? And it's cool because like when you like around with the bus, even if Casper's like not in the bus, that bus is like squad deep with niggas. Like I'm the only girl constantly, and he's kind of told everybody everybody as well as bad. She told everybody, do not try hit on Nadia. Do not, she's a sister. She's one of the niggas. Yeah. Don't try holler at her because her man going to come and just fuck all your afros. So it's like very protective vibes, which is cool. I like it.
I mean, do you feel awkward at any times, you know, just being the only girl in the room?
No, when all of them are there, no, because they like Spike and Yanda and Ali and Jude and Bash are all very protective of me. So it's cool because as a girl, you like feeling protected by like squad deep niggas, you know what I mean? Yeah. Which is cool. But the one thing that I was nervous about was before I signed and I was at the Fill Up the Dome after party, I performed there. And I was chilling in Casper's section, and that was hella awkward for me. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I wasn't meant to be there. Like, this guy just filled up the dome. So, like...
Oh, you were like, what am I doing
here? Yeah, like, what am I doing here, like, in the same section? And I just like the fact that he, even though he keeps, like, striding and doing so well in his own career, it's not like he feels himself and feels like I shouldn't be, like, around him. He's really cool. And, like, the song, before we got to Money Back, I'd sent, like, 4 or 5 songs I'd been working in December. And I sent, and he's like, nah, that's not it. Until we found the one. And then this one, he wanted to initially actually get mixed by Young Thug's engineer in the States. But it was going to take too long. So he's, like, really invested in the song. And I like that. And the day we're supposed to release, I think it went to mixing and mastering, like, 5 times on that day. Because Kessler just wasn't happy. He's like, no, send it back. So he's really, like, in the song, which is great. So, yeah.
Cat, you got to play it more, man.
Yeah, I will in a bit, but, you know, I got to put it to the test. But
I mean, how many people can you say you had Casper as your hype man when I was performing Club 88? He was there hyping me, dog. Who can say that? Who?
And I can testify to that. I saw that. Yeah, that was swag. Yeah. So, yeah, what is the plan after the Money Back single? You are shooting the video in a week?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, in a week, we're going to shoot the video, and then we're going to work on the remix.
Okay.
Nasty has said he's expressed that he wants to be on the remix, so that's going to be a definite. And then I'll think about who else I think I want to be on it. But I either want to think international, like someone from the States who would vibe on it. I'm sure if you thought about it, you kind of guess who would really be dope on it. And someone from, like, Niger, I guess. Like,
Olamide.
Who are you thinking? No. Olamide and Dejlov.
Who are you thinking internationally?
Dejlov.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, would be dope.
That would be dope.
That would be major.
So yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, cool. And after Money Back, after the remix, what more can we expect 2016? What should we look out for?
Definitely. You see, the thing is, you guys are going to have to watch. Because you know me, I just drop on the day. I don't do, like, Baddest dropped on the day. Money dropped on the day. So I can't tell you, because you never know. I'm going to pull a Beyonce on all of y'all. Like, Kessler's not Beyonce. Me, I'm Beyonce. Me and I'm Beyonce.
All right, cool. So you can't come to a raw, uncensored hip-hop show and not rap.
Oh, is that the thing that you guys are talking about?
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Everybody raps on the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And they will rap to this. I told you.
Yo. We know gonna go so much sicker. Niggas wanna roll, tryna jock on my zipper on the top chart. Chicka with my low part thicker. Man, I'm so cocky, I'm on that jigger. They say the Zim dollar only gonna drop quicker, but as I get bigger, ZEEs get richer. That's how I became that champagne sipper. So rock next morning throwing up the malt liquor.
Come on, give me more. That was dope, but give me more.
Hey. Let me do dance vibes. Blaze on up here, start the new era. Rastafari, get some hot time on that yata. Earthquake shake, number 10 on the yata. SID sick and your chick gets so beata. Meet a center stage and I fill up the theater. Fire, I blush it, I get some while I'm killer. Up is the lighter, this time I'm the fighter. Yeah, the dream slice, second lips will rip a tiger.
Yeah, that was nice. Come on. All right, cool. So, I wanted to ask you something, but I forgot. Fuck.
Wow.
Shit. Oh, and I really wanted to ask you this.
What?
It'll come back.
You're
to
about
me.
To lie.
No.
I actually hate that saying, but
well, you know it, right?
True. It's not true. I know it, but I hate
you're
it.
You're about to lie.
Nah.
That's my mama telling you this right now. So oh, you keep man. Playing Money Back, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna play out with Money Back.
Yeah, but in your set.
Oh, yeah. I got you. You bullied me on air, so
yeah,
like
but
now
but
it's
I
on record.
I shouldn't have to bully you, though.
It's on record.
You know, I shouldn't have to bully you, though. Like, it should just be support. I put this guy on the game.
She needs to stop saying that.
I'm kidding.
You know, because you know I got the best voice in the game. So,
I know.
You know, I put that song on.
Yeah, but you actually started like that whole like Dimples needs to chill because you started that
time. Wow.
You see, this is why people are so scared in the game. Don't be scared.
Okay, so let's rather say he started in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Yes? Yeah,
who?
Of course.
Capital.
And as opposed to Dimples, he started wearing black in.
No, but like when Monty's
he's
saying
not the
is
first person to ever do it.
Yeah, but I didn't say that.
Okay,
yeah.
Just clarifying.
You did it before Dimples.
All right, cool. So
yeah, Dimples.
So before we let you go, it is five minutes before we end the show. But
it's hot up in here.
I need to know, real, raw, and uncensored, what the fuck is on your mind?
Nothing.
No.
Wow.
No.
No.
You don't think?
There's nothing.
No. Like
that's
honestly, not real. Honestly, to be honest with you, what's on my mind right now is my new journey. I'm taking Money Back as my first single that I've ever released ever. I've started from scratch. I'm gonna stop performing Do Like I Do and Amantomazane Remix eventually because I want to push my own stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited about the future and where it's gonna go because I feel like my team is a lot stronger now. Not taking anything away from Cypher, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the stuff that he did for me and
yeah.
the support and the backing. But I'm very like excited about the new team. And I honestly, you know what? It's gone to a point where other female rappers used to frustrate me because I used to be like, dude, I've been doing this for longer, you know, and I've been working harder, and I've passed that now. I've gone to a point where I think the Baddest Remix helped me a lot because I was like, you know what, actually, I don't want to be the same as them. I don't want people to put me in the same conversations as them. I want to be in a different conversation. So put me on another wavelength. So now all the venting songs and the hate rap vibes are completely gone. Now I'm just making music. I'm trying to compete with people that make music, and it's great. I'm happy.
Do you have female rap friends that
no,
are in the game?
I don't have industry friends. I have my friends are not in the industry and I like it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And the $1 million question, the million rand question. Are
that
you
sounds
still
good.
Thicker than Mini Dlamini?
the funny thing is that a lot of people say that I'm not anymore, so I must have lost weight because back then I was definitely. But we were performing at Casper's Mathtown event and she was hosting it and she got on stage with me and she's like, guys, so we compared our asses and she's like, who's thicker? And everyone was like, it was me. And she's like, yeah, no, girl, you're thicker than me. And I was like, in December. So she says I'm thicker than her. So that's cool.
Nadia, thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us. We're going to play out with your brand new single, Money Back.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through. Monty, anything you want to say in closing?
Nope.
Cool. This Friday at Kong Rosebank's my birthday party.
Why am I not booked for that?
Do you want to come perform?
Yeah, dog. Like,
okay,
come
cool.
On.
Come through. It's done.
Okay.
So Nadia Nakai's performing at my birthday party at Kong this Friday. Yeah, come through. Come have a drink with me. We're going to get turned up.
Cap,
I might turn into shirt off. Cap.
Shirt on. Please.
Yo, man, it's crazy,
man.
Sure. Genesis Soul Black, March 26th. Make sure you get your tickets. Webtickets.co.za.
And if I ever fall, nigga, then I'ma get my money back. I'ma get my money back. Show me the envelope, and I don't fuck with a lot of hoes. These pennies are hella slow. Family tree, you know I'm buzzing. Shout out to my cousin's cousin. They told me to get him, I told them I got him. Man, it's amazing when you're from the bottom. Night kicks, I gotta cop them. And all these awards, I gotta stack them. I got a double cup, I gotta fill it up. I got my rubber band, I need my money back. Then burn it up. That is, I set it up. You can't deny me. The jam on the diary. I'm a roll, nigga. Find me where the money at. And if I ever fall, nigga, then I'ma get my money back. I'ma get my money back.
I switched up on him. Make me mad, bring the bitch out on him.
I met the stew, don't be nagging, homie. Drop the beat, now we dabbing on it. I made 100 racks, just on the internet. You got my money, man, you gotta bring it back. I'm with some real ones, they got some real guns. I know they feel us.
This is CliffCentral.com. Cliff.